Tara. Russ would like to come over and talk to you about it after your next appointment. He's all snarled up in the next hour and a half or so. I have got a pretty clear view that we have two courses to follow. One is to find, is not for you to comment, but just to have the United States indicate that this statement is not constructive and leaves us in a position about where we have been.
That's what I'd tell them. I wouldn't debate about it, talk about it much. I think it, unless I misunderstood it, it throws us back where we were.
Well, it depends really how much attention you want to pay to his rhetoric. If you want to ignore his language...
Well, that's what we're agreeing on, though. We've got to agree that rhetoric is the means of meeting of the mind. It's something we employ to understand each other, isn't it?
Sometimes, and sometimes the opposite, Mr. President. And that's really the choice, and I think it's so much a matter of how you feel
about it. Well, Russ doesn't think for a moment we ought to take this, does he?
I think maybe he does. He hasn't said so.
Oh, God Almighty. Don't let him get a hold of some of those New York Times over there. Let's don't argue about this one again now.
All right, sir. That's what he wants to know.
Yeah, I don't want to... I'll talk to you about it as soon as we get through, but I doubt that we ought to get in another debate and have another story about
wrangling with
people
the
overriding and all this kind of stuff. Because to me, if you get it written out and analyze it for me, I've got a little speech I've got to make at 5, and I'm running late.
Let me get out of your way then.
And then I'll call you.
Speech isn't on the calendar. I'll get off the phone.
All right.